my 3 years here, you know, I went 5-11, 8-8, and 5-11 again. You know, I don't think that's real good.
It's important for you to make sure that, you know, you're a part of the solution and not a part of the problem.
Definitely have to make some changes to make us a better team, and hopefully that's what we're going to do in the offseason.
Anytime you on the losing end of the stick, changes have to be made, you know, whether it's players, coaches, or both.
Today was a very tough day, but it's part of the business in the NFL. It came down to wins and losses and the direction I felt like the team was going, and I just felt like it was time to make a change at both general manager and head coach. In terms of a candidate for general manager, I want a strong football person. I'm not necessarily looking for the best cap guy or the best football operations guy. I want to get a strong football person. As for head coach, I'm looking for a leader. I'm looking for somebody who is going to hold people accountable, and I'm looking for performance. We've got to get back to where we're competing at the highest level to win the NFC West. As I went through the process over the last week or so of evaluating the field of candidates, I became more and more convinced that Steve Keim was the right man to be the general manager for the Arizona Cardinals.
I think there are two things in my Cardinal career that give me that passion and drive. And one is obviously the day that I stood on the field in 2008, we won the NFC Championship. That thought drives me. The other thought that drives me is when I was sitting at our game against Seattle this year and lost 58-0 and making a pact with myself that that'll never happen again.
About 2.5 weeks ago, I stood up in front of you and talked a little bit about what I wanted to see in a new head coach: leadership, accountability, and performance. It became very clear that Bruce Arians needed to be our next head coach for the Arizona Cardinals.
The identity of our football team: we want to be smart, disciplined, fast, and physical. Accountable, no excuses, and with one common goal, and that's to bring a Lombardi trophy here.
Everybody's getting unpacked, and the evaluations process is starting already, and it's a very close staff, and extremely excited about this group of guys, and the great teachers.
One of the brightest defensive minds that I've ever been associated with as a player or a coach is our new defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles.
Coach has been around me and been an influence on my life for a long time, personally and professionally, and for him to want me here and help him coach trying to get to the Super Bowl and win one, it means everything to me.
I have the honor of working for Coach for the past 6 years, and I'm excited about the opportunity he's given me. I've learned from the best because he is the best, and hopefully we have a lot of success.
This is too good of a football team for our youth movement. We're in it to win and win now.
I believe this is a team and a program on the rise, and for me to be a piece that can add to it, I feel really good about it. And there's something about this place that jumped out to me, which is where I want to be.
This team and this organization is for real about winning, and I'm excited to be a part of that.
All of you have asked me about the quarterback position. I'm here to introduce our starting quarterback and put it to bed, all right?
I'm ready to play. I've only got a couple shots left. I've been in this league for a long time, and it's not a rebuilding process. It's not, you know, we think we're going to be pretty good in a couple years. They want to win now.
He wants to light it up, which is exactly what we want to do, too.
How's it going, man? How's it going? Back to the future, man. Back in here.
He's still the same guy. I mean, he's got range. He's got athleticism.
Once this opportunity presented itself, it was perfect. I couldn't pass on it.
When you look at the big picture, we never felt like we want to approach the draft with a need mindset. We've always said best player available.
The Arizona Cardinals select Jonathan Cooper, guard, North Carolina.
Needs are always ever changing, but you can never have enough good football players.
The Arizona Cardinals select Tyrann Mathieu, defensive back, LSU.
I'm grateful and I'm blessed, you know, to be an Arizona Cardinal. You know, I'm going to put my best foot forward, take in as much as I can, learn from the older guys, and, you know, just try to become a true professional.
Here we go, here we go.
We're grinding. We're here to work. But as far as being confident right now, we're not. That's just something you get with repetition and practice and practice and practice.
Quarterbacks, you should be thinking Devil and Dixie right here, going through your progression. Devil, Dixie.
He's very fair, very honest, all about teaching, you know, and correcting things and doing the small things. And, you know, he motivates us every day we get out on the field of work to fly around.
Full speed when that horn blows, baby. Take a deep breath, baby. All right, excellent days of work. Excellent days of work, a lot of tape. All right, a lot of opportunities to build a resume. All right, your resume is your tape. It's not your mouth, it's not what you say, it's what's on that tape. That's all your resume is, all right? Build it, state your case to be a Cardinal.